Love that whole idea of the launch. And it's so cool to see our kids up here and to be able to launch them into their next season in life. In fact, man, I don't know if you know this or not, but our family ministry is just hitting home run. They are amazing, amazing, amazing. And I hope you'll take an opportunity to get involved with them. This is a great place and time in the lives of our students to kind of push them forward. Let's hear it again for our kids. And while you're at it, I just want you to know, this applause is also for you parents. Great job raising your kids and bringing them here. Parents, grandparents, maybe you take care of one of our students. Great, great work. And by the way, our teachers. I know y'all are really looking forward to tomorrow, the first day of school. Probably a little less than our parents are looking forward to tomorrow, the first day of school. But it's a big, big week for all of our kids. So thanks. You know, we talk about this whole idea of our kids and seeing them launch out. You know, all of us were kids once. For some of us, that was a long, long time ago. Y'all remember being children? Yeah? All right. So, in fact, if you are over the age of 55, anybody? 55? Good. You brave souls. You're just raising your hand up, proud and loud. Okay, good. If you are over the age of 55, then there was a time during your childhood that I bet you remember exactly where you were when this happened. July of 1969. When the first men landed on the moon. Y'all remember that? In fact, well, honestly, I don't remember it because I was about 3 years old at the time. But I was probably one of the half a billion people around the world that gathered around the TV set with their parents or, you know, whatever, all over. Because this event marked history. Just an amazing, amazing time. Apollo 11, 50 years ago, would launch to the moon. About 7 years earlier, President John F. Kennedy had delivered a speech with the vision. He said, "We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade, not because it is easy, but because it is hard." And over the next 7 years, $25 billion later, a Saturn V rocket launched and flew 250,000 miles from Earth to the moon with three astronauts on board: Michael Collins, Neil Armstrong, and Buzz Aldrin. And on July 20th, the Eagle had landed on the surface of the moon, the Sea of Tranquility, one small step for man, one giant leap for, help me out, for mankind. After 8 days, they would return to the Earth, and their mission was accomplished. Remarkable time. Just recently, because of the 50th anniversary of the moon launch, there's been all kinds of movies and, you know, and TV shows and documentaries I've had. In fact, last week, Mike Kupp did a great communion meditation pointing out that Buzz Aldrin, one of those astronauts, actually had communion on the moon. It's just in the forefront of so many things, and no matter how many times I see it or hear about it, I'm just amazed at what actually happened. That, like, tin can left our atmosphere and flew, y'all, flew to the moon. When you look up in the sky at night, they went there. Think about that for a moment. Amazing, amazing time. And guess what? It is go for launch time here, now, at CCW. Mission launch. Just like JFK said, we choose to go. We choose to go, not to the moon, but we choose to go where Jesus said to go. You know, every year we kind of hit the refresh button, this reboot on the mission that every Christian has, the mission of CCW, the mission that was given to us by Jesus, the one who made the moon himself. That's what this series is about, the great mission of Christ. And CCW, hear this, we choose to go. We choose to go. We are going to plant our next Go Church in 2020. We choose to go. This is the great mission of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God who came to earth. And Jesus called people, the Son of God called people to follow him. Jesus, who had lived a perfect life and died on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven by God. And after 3 days, Jesus rose from the grave. Once back to life, he walked on the earth and he met with his followers, people that had seen him in the flesh, saw him risen again. Those who had lived with him, those who had seen his miracles, those who had heard his teaching, experienced his love. Those men and women, they had seen him die. They had seen him buried, and they saw him risen from the dead. And after they had experienced Jesus on earth and saw him risen from the dead, you had better believe this. You talk about mission launch, and I've said this before. I don't care who you are. When you see a dead man come back to life, when you see him alive again, you take his life, you take his words, you take his mission very, very seriously. And just before going back to his Father in heaven, Jesus launched his mission for all of us who would follow him as Lord, the greatest mission of all time. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Hopefully you know this. It's in your bulletin. We have it on the screen as well, and you can find it in your Bibles. And as we read these words of Jesus, I'm going to ask you to stand with me, if you would. Please stand, and we're going to read this together. The great mission of Jesus. Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20. Jesus said this, let's do this together. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Thank you. You can be seated. Jesus, he gave this mission to all who would follow him. And these words that you just read, these words are worth memorizing. I hope you will. They're worth living for. They're worth giving your life for. These words are so important that they form our mission statement here at CCW. They're on our website. They're in our bulletins. They're on our Facebook page. They're in our offices. In fact, they drive everything that we do around here, from our family ministry all the way on around. And just like Apollo 11, if this is our mission, then we had better know what the goal is, what it is that we are trying to accomplish, what the mission that Jesus gave us to do. What is the mission? To go and to make disciples. To go and to make disciples. So we have to answer this question: what is a disciple? How do we know when we get there? What is a disciple? Well, a disciple is a learner. A learner or a follower of a teacher or a leader. And see, what a disciple hopefully learns from their teacher is something that will transform their life, change the way they think, and change the way they live, and will often direct their mission in life. That's what's so impressive about seeing our students on stage like this. Hopefully, through the teachings of Jesus, the trajectory of their life has been changed. The way they think has been changed by the gospel. Their direction, their mission have been changed because they are disciples of Jesus. Now, to get a good definition of what a disciple of Jesus is, then we go all the way back to when he first called people to follow him as teacher and Lord. Way back at the beginning, Jesus meets these two brothers. They're named Peter and Andrew, and they're fishing. They just have their normal life going on, and Jesus calls them to be his disciples. Matthew 4:19. This won't be strange to many of you because we cover this many, many times in our foundations classes. But Jesus, this is when he first called people to follow him. Matthew 4:19, he says these words, "Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He was calling them to be his disciples. The call of Jesus was to follow him. Leave what you're doing and come and follow me. Be my disciple. Learn from me. Understand who I am. Literally, come and follow in my footsteps. And to be changed by Jesus. He said, come follow me and I will make you into something. Jesus is saying, if you follow me, you will be changed. And I believe if you are following Jesus, then you are indeed being changed. You are not different. Or you are very different today than you were yesterday from following Jesus. Is that true? Some of us can look back over our shoulder and see who we used to be. And simply by following Jesus, we are so different. Because Jesus promised he would make us into something. And a disciple, what does Jesus make us into? A fisher of men. A disciple of Jesus will live on mission for Jesus. Spend his life as a fisher of men. So based on this, we can define a disciple as someone who says yes to these three questions. And I love to ask these. We've talked about this before in here, but you write your name in the blank. In fact, it's in your bulletin. You write your name right there. If you want to know if you are a disciple of Jesus or not, fill your name in here. Am I? Circle around your seat time. Just forget about everybody else. Am I? Joe Caputo. Am I? Your name. Am I a follower of Jesus? Am I following him in my life? Next question. Am I being changed by Jesus? As a result of following him, am I different today than I was yesterday? Is he changing my mind? Is he changing my heart? Is he changing my behaviors? Yes, you're a disciple of Jesus. Third question, am I on mission for Jesus? Am I on mission? Am I Joe Caputo? Am I, fill in your name, truly living on the mission of Jesus? You see, we are to be disciples and to make disciples who say yes to those questions. And in fact, the third one, that third question, am I on the mission of Jesus, will launch us into the greatest way of life, the greatest mission that life has to offer, to make more disciples, and more disciples. So how does that happen? How are disciples of Jesus made? How do we do this? How do we get from here to there? How do we make disciples of Jesus? Well, the first disciples of Jesus in the Bible, remember, they had seen Jesus risen from the dead. They knew that Jesus was Lord. In fact, they knew that he was the only person worth following. So as we read through the New Testament, through the book of Acts, we see those first disciples, and they were following Jesus. They were being changed by Jesus, and they were on mission for Jesus because they knew something that hopefully all of us know, that you have to follow Jesus on earth in order to follow Jesus to heaven. That's how important being a disciple of Jesus is. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other way to heaven besides through me, to the Father, besides through me. Discipleship. How did Jesus say that happens? How did Jesus say to make disciples? First thing, by going. He said, go, by going. Literally, you can't sit still and make disciples. You can't sit in church on Sunday and call yourself a disciple of Jesus. Going literally means to go. As you are going through life, it means to go to go from where you are to someone else, to actually launch out and launch up, to actually make disciples. Does that make sense? To go. And then he gives us another instruction. He says, by baptizing them. Disciples are made by baptizing them. The word is baptizo. It means to dunk or to plunge into the water. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to be a disciple of Jesus, we must have our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus through water baptism. You read through the New Testament, you see Romans 6, the connection that is there. It is so true. We have to die to our old selves, and we come up out of that watery grave to live new lives following Jesus as his disciples. And to make disciples, we go, we baptize, and Jesus says this, we make disciples by teaching them. Teaching them to what? To obey. To obey Jesus' teachings. You see, disciples read the words of Jesus, they see those instructions, and then they live the words of Jesus. That's what changes us. The Holy Spirit makes those words come alive in our lives and literally change us from the inside out, makes us into something different. As we teach, as we obey, as we do those words, we can be sure that the promise of Jesus is true, that he is with us always to the very end of the age. It was true then, it's true now, be true forever. Go for launch. Mission launch. So here we are. Where is our mission to? I mean, where is it that we are to go? And when do we go? And to whom do we go? What's this all about? Well, the answer is right here, right now, to the people in our lives, the people in our world today. Jesus said to go and to make disciples of all nations. In other words, to go where no man or no woman has ever gone before, right where you are, where you're going to go tomorrow. No one else is going to go there but you. You're sitting in your seat. You're the one that receives the instructions and is to go and either be or make a disciple, right where only you are. And who are we? Where are we? Y'all know the answer to this. We're the Nature Coast. Some call us the Adventure Coast. Now, I don't know if you've been on an adventure lately, but it really looks good in the marketing stuff, I tell you that. The Adventure Coast, this is where we are. Hernando County, Citrus and Pasco 2, the 352, Spring Hill, Weekiwachee, Brooksville, over 200 people strong of all ages, backgrounds, races, and situations, where almost 30% of you were 10 years old or older when Apollo 11 reached the moon. You can do the math there. About 27% of our county is over the age of 65. Our schools are overpopulated. We're in need of positive influences and mentors. Neighborhoods where 14% of the people are in poverty, where drugs are on the increase, and where kids are homeless and in foster care. You look around at where we are, at who we are, at where people need Jesus. The people in your life and in my life need salvation. They need life in Christ now and for eternity. Pray. Pray. Open our hearts. Open our eyes. Open our ears. And you will see the who. You will leave this place different today, and you will see the where. You'll see the when. I believe that we are in this place, in this time, in all of history, you and I, so that God will make kingdom impact right here, right now, by living his mission in our lives in this place with the precious, precious people in our world during our generation. Right now. And praise God. I see him doing it. I hope you do too. Right here in our people. You guys are doing an amazing job. God is reaching the lost through you. He's helping make disciples through you. And I'm so excited about the future. In the next 16 months, CCW is going to celebrate our own 50th anniversary next November. In fact, by then, we're going to have this building paid off. We're going to help build houses for the needy in our county. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if you knew this or not, But we're sending funds over to Africa right now to drill a well for water for people that don't have water. Right now, we're getting ready to send a group to Mexico on a mission trip. We support missionaries all over the world all year long. In fact, it's not uncommon to see people that you know personally coming to know Jesus Christ. Many of you have been in the baptistry in the last year with friends of yours, with your family members. And I believe that is going to happen again and again and again as the days go by. Some of you right here, right now, sitting here, are going to be in the baptistry with your next door neighbor, with your uncle, with your kids. God is at work in you. He is changing lives for eternity through Jesus. He is doing amazing things. He is so worthy to be praised. Just last Friday night, if you were here, you saw a gym full of high school students who spent the night at a lock-in. Now, I don't know if maybe some of y'all were here, praise God. I used to do that kind of stuff. Now it has to be like, Jesus has to speak directly into my ear. Go spend the night with a high school, you know. Gym full of kids, and they all heard about Jesus. In just a couple of weeks, we're getting ready to feed football teams up in Building B. Central and Springstead are going to come, and we're going to feed them. We're going to tell them about Jesus while they're here. Our pickleball, twice a week, our gym is filled with people playing pickleball. They hear about Jesus. See, we are on mission for him. I think about our small groups, the way God is using our small group leaders and men and women in those groups, those couples, as they sit across the living room and across tables from each other, and lives are being changed as they follow Jesus and are walking with him and being changed by him and are on mission for him. God is doing amazing things, but I've got to be honest. After 14 years, in our own right here, right now, our hearts break. Because we haven't even put a dent in the lostness around us. People are hurting and people are going to hell because they are not disciples of Jesus. And it's lunchtime. It is time for us to go home and to get on our knees and to pray and then get off our knees and then be the answers to someone's prayer, to share with them the greatest news that ever was. It is time for us to choose to go, to choose to go to our world, to choose to go and to make disciples of all nations, to choose to go and to share Jesus and to see people baptized into new life in Christ, to choose to lead ministries and small groups and teach people everywhere about Jesus, to see lives truly change as we obey Jesus together, and as we do, to know that he is with us always to the very end of the age when we live his mission. And God willing, we choose to go. We will choose to go, and we will launch our second Go Church next year, 2020, and you are going to be involved. Each and every one of us, you and I, some of us are actually going to launch from here. We're going to leave CCW headquarters for Mission Control, and we are going to blast off on a life-changing mission to start another community of believers somewhere else around us. And some of you, you're going to stay right here, and you're going to support that launch behind the scenes, praying, giving, encouraging. As I think about that, I think back to those three astronauts in the Apollo 11 mission. And on July 20th, 1969, only two men walked on the surface of the moon. But what made that mission successful was that it wasn't all about them. It actually wasn't about those two men at all, or even the thousands of people who made that mission possible. It wasn't about their preferences or their opinions or their pride or their ego, or who was on that rocket ship. It was about the mission, the bigger picture. That mission to go to the moon was successful because it was built on years of blood and sweat and sacrifice and hard work, many, many failures, many, many victories, even lives that were lost by those who went before them. People who had the mission in mind, people with the same vision, the same dream, who are working together on the same team. See, when it came to the mission, they were all in. All in. Laser focused. We're not talking about the moon today. We are talking about lives, people, souls going to heaven. We are talking about the eternal purpose of God himself. And we get to set ourselves aside and be a part of something greater than anything we can ever imagine. Right here, right now, the great mission of Jesus. And I am so thankful to be a part of a church and leadership that gets this, and I hope we do. This last week, it's pretty emotional because we got to say goodbye, to a good friend of ours, Dusty May, Roger. He left us here on earth to go to heaven. His work on earth was done, and I know if you're like me, you miss Dusty. You miss coming in the back door there and seeing him there, because he was just one of those guys that would make your day with a hug or a joke, he would just kind of brighten it all up. But the thing about Dusty was he was one of those guys behind the scenes. And even though he was behind the scenes, he was all in on the mission. See, Dusty led our usher team. He loved people for Jesus with those hugs, with those jokes, with that encouragement. And Dusty, man, whenever he got a chance, he helped people know and love and follow Jesus. And he would tell you this, he was just a simple old country boy. If you knew Dusty, you know what I'm talking about. He'd say, he's nothing special. He was just thankful. I'm just thankful for what God's done for me. And I'm just thankful for what God's done for me. Look at what he's done with me. But Dusty followed Jesus. He followed Jesus, he was changed by Jesus, and he was on mission for Jesus. And as it turns out, Dusty made disciples. His leadership's going to be missed very much. But he would tell you this. If God could save him, and God could change him, and God could use him, then he could do the same for you. For you. I hope you understand that today, and I hope you believe that today. We are here, and we go from here, because we want every single person within our influence, with every person within the sound of our voice, to be saved and to be baptized and to become a Christ follower so that he can change their lives. We want every Christ follower here at CCW to become a disciple maker, and for every disciple maker to become a kingdom leader, a kingdom leader who lives the mission of Jesus, just everyday people in everyday ways, everywhere we go, just like Dusty May did, just like those first disciples, Peter and Andrew, just like the people way back in the beginning, Abraham. I think about the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. God calls Abraham, just a country boy himself, out of his home city. He says, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household to the land that I will show you. So what did Abraham do? Verse 4, Abraham went just as the Lord told him. He was 75 years old. He sets out for Haran. He takes his wife, Sarai, his nephew, Lot, all of his possessions that they had accumulated, the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrive there. Abraham chose to go. Abraham, he listened to God. He had faith, and he would go. And because he did, God's mission to save the world was set in place. A few years later, God told Abraham's grandson, another just everyday guy, his name was Jacob. Jacob actually wrestled with God, and when he was done wrestling with God firsthand, he heard the voice of God. Those words that Jacob heard were actually just like the words that Jesus would say to his disciples years later. I'm going to say the exact same thing. Listen to what God said to Jacob in Genesis 28, 13 through 15. He says, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. All authority. You hear it? Verse 13. Then he said, where was Jacob and his descendants to go? Verse 14, to all nations. He tells Jacob, spread out to the north, the south, the east, and the west, so that all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. And verse 15, God's promise, his presence. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Listen to what God says to Abraham. I am with you, and you will watch, and I will watch over you wherever you go. Jacob, he had a mission from God. He had faith, and he would choose to go. And because he did, God's mission to save the world was kept in place. And today, through all of us who follow Jesus, who love him and learn from him as teacher and live for him as Lord, God's mission to save the world is still in place. We choose to go. Jesus said, go. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, to Jesus. And with those words, Jesus says, go, leave, go and make disciples, followers of me who are changed by me, who are living on mission for me, to all nations, to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I, Jesus, have commanded you, my disciples, obey me, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Mission launch. It is go for launch time. Y'all, God is with us. I hope you know that today. I hope you know that we are in this together. This is our mission, the words of our Lord Jesus. I got to ask you this morning, are you with us? Are you ready to get on that rocket ship and go, to go wherever, to go where no man has gone before? Would you go all in for the mission of Jesus today? Would you? If you say yes to that question, man, we are here to help you. That's why this church exists. That's why we're here. We want to help train and equip you to do the work of service, to go on your mission, to do what God has called you to do, no matter where you are or where you've come from. In fact, some of you today are, you know, maybe you're hearing about Jesus, or maybe you're trying to make a decision for Christ for the first time. You know, we're here to talk with you. There's going to be people right up here up front today. If today is your day to give your life to Christ and become a follower of Jesus and be baptized into Christ, we want you to do that today. The invitation is for you. Or maybe today is a day you're going to decide once and for all to join a small group. to get involved in one of our discipleship groups, there's no better time than right now as we launch into the fall to join a small group. You can do that online. You can do that right out here in our Next Steps kiosk. There's tons of ways to do that. Join our small group. In fact, next week is our Foundations 2 class. It's one of our membership classes. You can sign up for that online. It is literally called Discover Our Mission because all of our members here at CCW are committed to the great mission of Jesus. And you can sign up for that today. There's also some study guides out there you can pick up. The Mission Launch Study Guides at our Next Step kiosk. They're also online. You can grab those and go through this series with us. And this is really cool. I hope you'll grab one of these prayer guides today. In fact, some of you already have them. This is a special edition Mission Launch Prayer Guide. I want you to get this and kind of use these as a tool to pray and to help prepare for the next few weeks. Grab one of these on your way out the door today, because this will help you pray and know how you can be a part of launching that Go Church next year. In the next few weeks, you're going to be challenged to go like those Apollo astronauts, like Abraham, like Jacob, like those first disciples of Jesus, Peter and Andrew, and like millions of Christ followers before us, to go and to make disciples in your life, and maybe even go and help that launch that brand new church next year. You know, to end today, I want to celebrate the launching of some very special young people that are here. Our 2019 Fusion interns, they have spent the summer with us. They have had a remarkable summer, and God has used them in just amazing ways. And we're ready to launch them, and they are ready to go to wherever God leads, I promise. And we get the chance to celebrate with them today. And there's no better person to do that with us than Dale Girardin. I want to welcome Dale to the stage. Come on up, Dale. Dale has led our interns all year. And he's got some words to say. And then come on up here, guys. Girls, come on up. Let's hear it for our 2019 Fusion interns. Got it.
Joe said at the beginning, a quote from JFK, "We choose to go not because it's easy." All of the people on stage volunteered. Well, we might have had a strong arm, a few of them, but they all volunteered to be interns. And it hasn't been an easy summer for them. They've had to deal with me. They've had lots of tasks to do, lots of jobs that some were fun, some, I guarantee you, were not fun. The other thing that Joe said is that everything we do here, we funnel through our mission statement: going, baptizing, teaching, and obeying. They're all going. Some have already left to go to work, to go to school. Some of them are staying here, but some of them are moving away. Some of them are going away to school. Baptizing. We've had, if my numbers are right, at least half a dozen baptisms done by our interns this summer alone. Mm-hmm. Teaching. The first service, half of them were late because they had to come running in from the gym because they're small group leaders in the youth ministry, or they're working in the preschool or an expedition. They're already teaching. We've had several of them that are running the youth ministry this summer. All the events that were done throughout the summer were set up and run by half of our team up here. Brody ran expedition this summer. Linwood actually worked for him this summer. So they're already teaching, and they're obeying. They're following God's call into life. They're following God's call into what's next. You know, we have to wear these shirts, these walking billboards, right? So you guys can find us. But throughout the rest of the year, they're all here. They're all here working behind the scenes. They're all here doing things. They're all here to bless the church, following the call, following the mission. So I want to thank you guys. I know it has been a rough summer, and you guys have done amazing work. We don't have time to talk about all the jobs that they've done, right? But you guys know about a month ago we all went to Lake Aurora, and this whole team here went to Lake Aurora. We could not have done what we did there without them. And then several of them decided, hey, I didn't have enough punishment, so I'm going to volunteer for a second week. We had a friend of ours from another church call us and say, hey, we need some volunteers to come and be counselors. And several of them volunteered to go. Right? Those are just some of the amazing things that these guys have done. So, guys, thank you so much. Let's give them a round of applause. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is we want to pray for these guys. We want to send them off. So, Joe, if you would pray for them.
Yep. Let's hear for Dale, too, who has helped lead these guys. Man, appreciate you, Dale. Let's go ahead and stand together and just kind of direct our attention to God, and we'll pray for our interns, and then you guys will be dismissed for the week. Thanks. Love you guys. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you so much. God, we thank you for times like these. We could just be just grateful for Jesus and what he's done for all of us. To be able to die for our sins, and more than that, rise from the grave so that we can have new life. And then to use that life for you. God, I thank you for these young men and women who have given not just their summer, but each of their days to serving you on mission, who have blessed our kids, who have blessed our adults, who have blessed our ministry here. And God, I pray that as they launch out into the next season in their life, whether it's college, whether it's work, whether it's the ministry here, God, I pray that you would just wrap your arms around them. Holy Spirit, please, just from the inside out, give them power, give them wisdom. God, I pray that they would walk with you every step of the way when there's hard decisions to make, but that you would lead them in those decisions. And as a church body, God, as a church body, we stretch out our minds and our hands and we pray for them, we bless them, and we give you thanks for them. And for each of us as we leave this place today, God, may we follow the example of Jesus. May we live our lives for him. Any way you say, may we go and make disciples. We're yours, God, and we thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the summer. I thank you for the fall that's ahead for each of our kids. Again, for our teachers and our parents and for all those who are getting ready for this week coming up. God, we just look forward to seeing what you're going to do next through us and with us as we serve you together. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Mm. Yeah, those are good.